From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters. It was 75 years ago when volunteers got together and turned a farm field in Meridian into an oval racetrack and a dairy barn. Well, that was the start of the Meridian Speedway, which has grown into a car racing powerhouse. It attracts both drivers and fans from all over the Pacific Northwest. And now the Speedway has been added to the National Register of Historic Places. And we wanted to know what that means for the track. So we asked Blaine Johnston, president of the Meridian Historic Preservation Commission, to join us today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So Blaine, tell us about how the Speedway got started. As I mentioned, this was back in 1949.
Well, it came about from the dairy board, and it really wanted a place to for dairy shows is how it started. And back then, and they created the racetrack, and it just evolved from there.
Okay, so if I'm understanding this right, it was really the need for a dairy barn, but they put the racetrack with it. How long then did dairy go hand in hand with the Speedway?
Since 1949, they've been associated ever since then. The dairy board actually owns the land that the Speedway sits on. So it's been a great collaboration between those two entities for almost 75 years.
And there's been a lot of growth, right, around the track over the 75 years?
No, the land has stayed the same. They've added to the facilities, newer bleachers and concession stands and stuff like that. But essentially, the racetrack has stayed the same since then.
So talk to us about the Speedway now really being a destination spot for racing. Can you talk about that? Because people come from what? All over the Northwest.
They do come from all over the Northwest. The racetrack is nationally sanctioned as a racetrack. So we get drivers from all over the country coming in for stock cars. So it is a really big deal for Nolan Meridian, Ada County, all of Southern Idaho.
So since it's been around for 75 years, I've heard that there are, what, four or five generations of families who are car racers, car race drivers, who have raced on this track.
Yeah, the ones that come to mind are, Davey Hamilton, who was an IndyCar racer back in the 1980s, 1990s, raced there initially. His dad ran and operated the track for years and years. So, yeah, we have family members, generations that have raced there.
Are there very many of these kinds of racetracks in Idaho?
There are four oval tracks in Idaho, but this is the only one that has operated continuously since the 1950s. It's quite a big deal.
So let's talk about the historic designation being put on the historic register. Why? I guess first off, how did this conversation even begin to think about putting the Speedway on the National Historic Register?
It's been about a 4-year process. We noticed 4 or 5 years ago that Firebird Raceway had been listed on the National Registry. And the commission's got, well, Meridian Speedway's been around a lot longer than Firebird Raceway. Mm. Why can't it be listed? So that started the conversation. So between the work of our commission, our consultants, and we'd like to thank TAG, Barbara Parr from TAG Historic Research for doing the work for us. Doing the survey, doing all the paperwork, State Historic Preservation Office for their work, in agreeing with our thoughts, that, yes, this should be nationally recognized.
So what exactly will this mean for the racetrack?
For the racetrack itself, it doesn't really mean anything. That what they're doing right now can't continue, so they can continue the operation as they're seeing it right now. What it does bring to them is recognition from not only the state, but the National Park Service and the Department of Interior that runs this operation, that this facility has historical significance to the city of Meridian and Southern Idaho. And that's why we nominated it, as far as agricultural, social, and recreational history for this area.
So the listing itself, would it put limitations on the track? Like, let's say if it were to want to expand or anything like that?
I think it wouldn't have impact that way. I think it'd have a bigger impact if they want to expand. Just they don't have the area, I don't think, to really expand much. I know that one of our concerns is they replaced the bleachers back in 1980, something like that, just because of state safety code. They had to be replaced. That was one thing that the National Park Service brought up, is those weren't original to the Speedway. But our conversation with them says, we know that they're not original, but it doesn't impact how the racetrack had operated.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, this new designation really gives some meaning to the city of Meridian as a whole.
Correct. I've been on the commission for over 10 years, and this is the first time I've been on the commission that we have gone through the process of nominating a facility to be on the registry.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us about this. I really appreciate the conversation.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'm glad that we've got this work done, that Meridian Speedway has been listed, and hopefully we have some more properties listed in the future.
Absolutely. Well, we've been talking with Blaine Johnston. He is the president of the Meridian Historic Preservation Commission, talking about the Meridian Speedway getting on the National Register of Historic Places. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.